Uh-oh, here we go again!
Hang on, that's not right. Ron, you better put your TARDIS seatbelt on.
What's going on, Doctor? Where is this? What on earth happened back there?
We're far into the future, further than we've ever been before. Wait, look over there. Who's that?
Welcome.
Who are you?
When you return, then the well will be filled. Time will be healed. When you return, do not forget, I am Orvos.
I think somebody just turned over 12 pages while I wasn't looking.
Quiet, Rob. Who are you? What do you want? You seem strangely familiar.
Remember Orvos.
Exterminate!
Great googly mooglies! Daleks!
Run, all of you!
There's no way out! We're trapped!
Exterminate! Exterminate them!
It does seem like it could be the end!
Sorted you out, my lovely doctor! Now time for a cup of tea!
Ratings, and its cancellation was followed by an infamous stunt
Lionel, welcome back. Were you successful?
Were we Eckers like? There was no sign of the bleeding doctor. He's disappeared.
Capture the doctor.
Now, calm down, everyone. Lionel, what went wrong?
The doctor has been taken out of time altogether.
Boo! I say boo!
I'm gonna put my foot through the TV screen if it carries on.
Christ, the doctor. Everyone, listen. We've suffered a setback, but we're not giving up yet. Clear Waters ran for 22 successful seasons before the wretched doctor turned up and ruined everything. You will all have your revenge. Lionel, come with me into the ship.
The storyline where she turned up with the thing was the worst storyline they've ever done.
What went wrong?
The Doctor no longer exists.
He must exist. He must have been taken out of time. Curious. It doesn't matter. The Doctor has enjoyed a long life. If he no longer exists, we will kidnap him from a time stream where he does.
bad choice of film, Doctor.
You know, Ed, I'm amazed.
You're amazed? After all the things you've seen, all the places you've been, you're still capable of being amazed.
Oh yes, the universe is a way of throwing the odd surprising thing at me every century or so.
Really? I'm amazed.
It's amazing how the population of the 22nd century have taken Jedward to their hearts. I mean, them tumbling into a time storm while on stage in Burnley was amazing enough, but for them to actually have landed in a time zone where a population is ready and waiting to love them is something pretty amazing, I'd say.
I don't know. They're no James Sorensen, are they? He was the definitive Indiana for me.
No, no, no. He'd never have been able to cope with that scene in Indiana Jones and the...
Doc, you okay? I told you not to have that extra large popcorn.
Something's wrong. Something's very wrong. And I hate popcorn.
Hey, come on, sit down. Get your breath. What's wrong?
Oh, Voss? Who are you? It's no good. You're too faint. There's so much interference.
I'm a Voss, and time is backwards through the centuries. You must help us.
Voss? Well, he's a new one.
It's bad. Ed, I don't know how bad, but it's pretty bad. Something far in the future is happening, and it's rippling backwards through time.
Can you trace it?
I've managed to record the rough temporal coordinates. Look. But without a psychic resonator, there's no way I can focus on them and open up a clear link to the source. The best we can do is try and trace the path of the disturbance as it ripples back through time. And for that, we can use the TARDIS. Come on.
Hey, wait for me!
We must get back to the TARDIS. Come on, keep up, Ed.
He's gone bonkers!
5, 3, 2, 1.
Tracks are fab and groovy, Brian.
I think it needs a little more bass myself. And bring George a bit further into the mix, would you? Oh, and don't say groovy ever again. No one uses that word anymore.
Hello? What's going on here?
It's a recording studio. At last, the TARDIS brings us somewhere interesting.
This is genuine Abbey Road dust.
Yeah, how did you two get in here? You autograph hunters?
It's all right, Rocky. If they are, it's almost a relief. Do you know how many turned out to the boys' show last week? 300, and that was the Apollo. I sometimes wonder where it all went wrong.
Brian? Brian Epstein.
Yes?
It's me. It's the Doctor, remember?
Name dropper?
No. Did we meet at the cavern, perhaps?
Well, you must remember my friend Nick then, and all that business with Professor Bonham and Cilla Black.
Look, Mr. Medical Practitioner, or whoever you are, whilst it's nice to find someone showing an interest in the band these days, I do have an album to mix. But between you and me, once this contract is fulfilled, I just don't think there will be many more. Rocky, play me that last track back again, please.
Right on, Bri.
And kindly refrain from addressing me as Bri.
Something is very wrong. This song, it's unmistakably the Beatles, but I don't recognise it.
Well, it's no surprise. It didn't exactly set the charts alight. Oh, don't look so surprised. Everyone knows what happened to the Beatles, even in my time.
Well, yes. They split up. Without poor Brian Epstein to guide them, they just fell apart.
No. Brian stuck with them till the bitter end. And they never split up. They just sort of faded away. But they did reunite in the 1980s, I think. Although it was pretty terrible. Synths never suited them.
Wait a moment. What year is this?
Well, it's 1973. There's a desk calendar over there.
But this is wrong. It must have something to do with my adventure in the 60s with Brian Epstein. I was wrong, Ed. Time isn't just being disrupted. It's been disrupted back along my personal timeline. Whatever happens in the future concerns me.
It's always about you, isn't it? One day, we'll have an adventure that's all about me. As long as there are no killer alien insects in it. I hate insects.
I think we need to visit an old friend. We're going back to the future.
Oh, I've always wanted to say that.
What's that strange noise? Quick, Rocky, you simply must record it. It's ideal for the boys' next record. Oh, on second thoughts, Rocky. Don't bother.
Well done, old girl. Right on target.
When are we now?
Hey, who are you?
Ricky, how are you?
How do you know my name? What are you doing in my dad's lab?
You don't remember me?
No, I've never seen anyone as scruffy as you before.
Doctor, what's all this about?
More evidence, Ed.
My God, now he thinks he's Miss Marple.
Evidence? You're not social workers, are you?
Well, yes, why not? I take it your dad's just left.
And he's not coming back!
I thought as much. It's conclusive proof, Ed. Time and space have been devastated in the future, and the ripples are causing chaos around my personal timeline. The distortion must be attracted to me like iron filings to a magnet.
What are you on about?
Don't worry about it, Ricky. Now you play on the internet while I make a quick call and get you looked after.
Yes, do your wiki, Ricky. Here's my iPhone, Doctor. Be careful with it. It's an antique.
It isn't in 2007. It hasn't even made the shops yet.
Well, then how is there going to be a network for you to use it on?
Quiet, you.
Hello, Harold's Hat Emporium. Would you like to buy a hat?
It's the joke that just keeps on giving. Hello, this is the Doctor here. It was a very bright summer. Good grief, I'm amazed you remembered.
Now, the Harold family keeps complete records of all hat purchases, going back to the very start of the Harold's Hat Empire. Back when it was started by my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-
I honestly don't. I just need you to look after someone for me, a young lad who's lost his dad.
We'd be only too glad.
Hildren, I'd love to help a young boy in need.
Thank you, Mr. Harold.
No problem, Doctor. And may all your acts be long-lasting. But not that long-lasting, of course.
Right, that's you sorted, Ricky. Two hat-obsessed shopkeepers are on their way to look after you.
But...
No, don't thank me. All I can say is you'd better look good in a baseball cap. Ed, come on, outside. I need to think.
I'm confused.
So was the TARDIS. Remember that message, Ed?
From that Orvos person. You said he was in the future.
He will be, yes. And we need to find him. Something terrible is happening there. Something centred around me. And the effects are spiralling backwards through time.
Doctor, I don't want to alarm you. And I know that on the weirdometer, this day has already chucked up a weird level of very flaming weird indeed. But...
Oh no, now we really are in trouble.
Another effect of the time hitch?
No, something different. I know that sound. It's a time scoop. Someone's now trying to remove me from time altogether.
You really aren't a very popular person, are you?
Run!
It's too late. It's almost upon us.
The TARDIS is just over there, inside the lab. We're almost there. We must reach it.
Believe it. All the readings said he was here. Someone, somewhere will pay for this.
Well?
He isn't here.
He must be here, lassie.
I tell you, he isn't. But there's residual traces this time. This doctor has been here, but we've been outsnatched. Someone is playing with us.
I wonder who. Not even the doctor can be the hunter and the hunted. Someone else is against us.
What can we do?
We must find out who has crossed us and track him down. Oh, doctor, sooner or later, one way or another, I will wipe you from existence. But it will be by my hand and nobody else's. Do nothing, June. I am personally coming to supervise the doctor's capture.
You're coming?
Meet me at the headquarters of the Clearwaters Appreciation Society. Centralized time coordinates, code word Electron. Next time, there will be no failure!
Nan? Blazing Rods, where in Seven Sands is that balmy old trout?
Your man is a bit busy right now, Poppy.
Busy? What are you up to?
Nothing. I'm just doing some knitting. I mean, time's gonna be... Oh, no, ironing!
Knitting? But I want my eggs now! In here, are you? Bloody hell, man, what's all this?
Oh, it's nothing, my love. Just some old technology I found lying about. An hobby, you might say.
So why are you all dressed in black? You look like a Porky Morticia Adams.
Well, I've never been so insulted!
Yes, you have. Hey, those figurines are cool. You haven't been knitting at all. You've been making models.
Oh, it's more than that. That's not just a model, you know. It's really a representation of the Doctor and his companions who I've taken out of time.
You what?
I'm rescuing the Doctor. I'm not about to stand by while some loony old barkers from the... What's it right now? Clearwaters! It's Clearwaters behind it! Well, the Appreciation Society anyway. Weren't you a member of that club, my love?
No way, Nan. That bunch of sad losers. I'd rather appreciate this show on my own.
Well, that's good, because I heard they want to get revenge on my lovely old doctor for getting the show cancelled, and so I'm going to save him. In fact, I've already made a start using this old stuff that my ex-husband Baruza left me when he disappeared mysteriously in a hurry all those years ago. I never liked him. He was always giving me that stony look.
Why are there two figures of the Doctor here, Nan?
Oh, it's all very simple. You see, they're busy chasing him down through time and space. So every time they try and kidnap him from a different place, I scoop him up and pop him down somewhere nice and safe until it all blows over.
That's ingenious. Hang on, I'll just go and get a glass of orange juice.
Okay, my lovely.
All right, I'm in. And I found out why you keep failing in your attempts to capture the Doctor.
I promise you will not regret this, Scott. We shall soon have the Doctor, and you will have the object of your desire.
Fresh now, my love.
What? Never mind about that, Nan. Tell me more about this.
There's not much to tell, really. To tell you the truth, I don't really know a great deal about how it all works. I spilled coffee on the Timescoop owner's manual just after I got it. I haven't been able to figure out the more complex bits.
Well, that's interesting. Looks like no matter what you do, there's only one possible preset destination for all those doctors.
Where's that, my love?
Finding this quite exhilarating.
Oh, do be quiet. It's more mud, isn't it? I should have known. Just how far is it to this dark tower, anyway?
Wait, what's that?
It's a deadly ballet dancer with a sinister bulge.
It's the Raston Warrior robot. It has sensors to detect movement, any movement. Except if you stand still against a jagged rock face quivering.
I'll do that then. Christ!
It's got us cornered.
Look, Doctor, I don't want to go all domineering, but I might actually have a plan.
Now might be the perfect time to unveil it, Ed.
Well, what did you do when you last bumped into one of these Raston things?
I threw some Cybermen at it.
And, well, did you ever try talking to it?
As plans go, it's not one of your best.
Exhilarating.
Oh, I wish I were. Where on Cloris are we, Doctor? It's like a wet weekend in Wales.
It's a death zone on Gallifrey, Rob. Dangerous domain of traps and terrors. It's never supposed to be used, but unfortunately, from time to time, the zone is reactivated, and the game of Rassilon is played again.
Wasn't Rassilon some crusty, fusty old Time Lord with a smelly beard?
He was the founder of the Time Lords, Rob, and the first. When he used up all his regenerations, he locked himself in his tower in an eternal sleep. But his mind lives on, controlling the games and luring people to the tower to try and trick them into joining him in his deathless slumber.
Oh, I don't want to play the game of Rassilon. The only game I was ever good at was Lost Valley of the Dinosaurs.
Unfortunately, once you've been snatched up by the timescape and popped down here into the death zone, there's literally no escape. Other than to find the Dark Tower and seek out Rassilon himself.
Oh, well, that must be the tower over there in the distance. Gives me all the heebie-jeebies just looking at it. Doctor, who do you suppose is behind all this? Who's controlling the time scoop?
Maybe Rassilon will be able to tell us that as well.
Oh, I didn't sleep too well. My beard got all tangled up. I fear I may be rather grumpy today. Never mind, a hearty meal should sort things out. The morning's become a must and it's kippers for breakfast.
I don't believe it. It's you again, Father Christmas.
But that's ridiculous. What are you doing here?
Anyone can get time scooped to the death zone, you know. Even Father Christmas.
Oh, well, that is actually true, Doctor. If Yetis and Daleks can be brought here to play the game of Rassilon, why not Father Christmas?
That's right, young rosy cheeks. And I have a very special present for you, Doctor Who. Something big and blue and very much in need of a space MOT.
Oh, Doctor, I think I can see it! It's the TARDIS over there, look!
Wait, it isn't there.
What is this tish and tosh?
It isn't there. This isn't Father Christmas. He couldn't possibly know my name, and he certainly can't magic up the TARDIS out of thin air. Look at him. Can't you see, Rob? He isn't real.
Oh yes, a big blue TARDIS for Doctor Who. Ready to take home. It's just this way, just behind those rocks.
It isn't there.
The TARDIS! It's disappeared again. And look, a sheer drop of at least 500,000 feet between us and where it was.
You see, he's a phantom, an illusion of the mind. He doesn't exist. What? This isn't right. He should have screamed like a girl and vanished by now.
The self-developing nanotechnology powering the Death Zone has been rather busy since your last visit, Doctor Who. Rassilon's mind can now create solid phantoms. Ones that don't just disappear when revealed.
Oh no.
How else would I be able to pull out this Browning M2 0.5 caliber machine gun and shoot your companion dead? And a very Merry Christmas to all of you at home. Yo ho 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 ho.
Oi! Archie! Cooey!
It's looking round.
Who are you?
We're just travellers.
But we need your help.
Throughout the centuries, people have feared me. You are the only ones to have not been frightened. What do you want of me?
Yes, Ed. What's your plan?
When you appeared, you just sort of popped out of nowhere. How do you move so quickly?
I move along the psychic wavelengths of the spectrum. It means I can transport myself instantly from one place to another. Goo!
Fascinating. Scientists from the dawn of advanced civilization have been trying to work that out. And all they had to do was ask nicely.
So, if we wanted to communicate with someone along a predetermined psychic wavelength, you could help us?
What are the psychic coordinates?
Well done, Ed. Here you are, Rusty. They're contained within this device. Oh, Voss? Well, I'm not trying to pick up the Archer's omnibus. Now please hurry, we don't have much time.
My world is gone.
Your world?
The Earth.
Gordon Bennett.
Consumed in fire and energy. You will come here, and you will fight your orders as fight.
I do wish these people wouldn't talk in riddles. Do you know what's causing these temporal disturbances?
The time well, Doctor. A hole in the very fabric of space and time, ripping backwards, sucking more into.
He's fading.
I am sorry. I grew tired. The communication over such a distance is draining me.
Of course. I'm so sorry. But at least now we know the nature of the threat.
Yes. A flipping great hole in the future. This is turning into a really bad day.
June! How nice to meet you again. I've not seen you since JuneCon a few years back. Oh no. You didn't turn up.
I got work, darling. I'm sure you manage without me.
Quite. Well, down to business. You know why I'm here. Set the controls for the Death Zone. On Gallifrey!
It's not you I take orders from, Sonny.
You mean he is here?
His most holy, most venerable.
My boy, at last. Now together,
we will destroy the Doctor once and for all!